Hi, Elmar. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Good afternoon, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I recently had a reaction to a PRP injection that was a follow-up to a stem cell NPRP injection that originally took place back in July, and then I had a follow-up booster PRP on August 17. And what happened was there was a reaction to the injection in the shoulder, and basically I couldn't move my arm at all. I lost all my range of motion. That my arm was basically just hanging there. This was 2 days after the booster shot. And so the doctor never really gave me a diagnosis and basically said he didn't really know what happened. He said it could have been a hematoma. The injection into the bursa, which incidentally he didn't do the first time. He only did the joint the first time around. The second time he did the joint and the bursa in the shoulder. So fast forward to now, it's been getting slowly but surely better. And finally took it upon myself, contacted a physical therapist, and they kind of gave me a diagnosis. And they said, you basically got a frozen shoulder as a result of an injection. And so now I'm taking physical therapy. This is basically what it's done is I'm not able to swim because I don't have the range of motion anymore. So it's limiting my workout abilities severely. And the reason why I'm calling you is because I was wondering, first of all, does all this make any sense to you? And number two, do you have any ideas about how to resolve the quote-unquote frozen shoulder issue?
Okay, sir. I'm so sorry that happened to you because, as the doctor probably told you, it's very unusual for all that to happen after those kinds of shots. And before I say what I'm going to say next, first I'm going to put in front of that stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, they frequently do people a lot of good. I got nothing against them. But what probably happened with you, sir, is one of those unique, I'm sorry, but I'm allergic to this stuff here type of reactions, or I'm hypersensitive to it if we don't want to use the word allergy because we can't find antibodies. But it is possible for any of us to be uniquely sensitive to something that very few other people are. And so one of the first steps that I would have taken is to find, okay, where's some of that stuff we injected? Let's test you without injecting it into you anymore. It is possible to test you to see if you're hypersensitive to it. And if that is the case, sir, then this is only one step. I'd be saying, okay, you're hypersensitive to that. That's too bad. But let's desensitize it because we have desensitized people. I'm not kidding at all, sir. We desensitized an 18-year-old for a medication his mother took when she was pregnant with him, and he never took any. And once he was desensitized, he quit having the symptoms that he had developed not till he was 16. And somehow that hypersensitivity to the medication his mother took when she was pregnant with him, I'm not kidding at all, had surfaced at that time, and the desensitization alone took care of the whole thing. Now, I'm not going to tell you that desensitization alone would take care of yours, but the whole thing, that is. But I can tell you that it could take quite a lot of the edge off, sir, and it might do better than that if you get desensitized. But you need some of the substance that was injected. It can be in a little glass vial or something, and you can still get it tested without you having to have it injected or swallowed or anything like that. So that's
step number. Yeah, but the substance that was, the first time around, there was two substances. It was my own bone marrow stem cells and
yes,
the PRP coming from my own blood.
Well,
the second time, it was only the PRP. And that was a month and a half later.
Well,
and that's when the reaction came. The first time around, there was no reaction. In fact, everything was heading in the right direction. But the booster shot is what the booster shot is what took me down.
Okay, sir. Well, that sounds even more suspicious along the hypersensitivity line because very frequently our bodies sensitize on the first time, and they say, okay, if this stuff gets in me again, now I'm going to really react. And then we get the actual perceivable reaction the second time.
So I would literally have to be have a hyper allergic reaction to my own TRP then.
No
that's
kidding,
what that
Siri.
Would have to be.
Yes, it would. And have you heard of autoimmunity? Yeah, that's being allergic to one's own body components. I'm not saying you're autoimmune, sir. I'm just saying that's another example of it. Now, there's some other things you can think about doing too, sir. Besides that, there definitely are. Number one. You may have heard earlier in the program where I was explaining to that lady that we humans and apes and monkeys and gorillas are mutants compared to 95% of the other animal species on this planet. That when we have something that needs to be detoxified or gotten rid of from our bodies, our livers go into overdrive trying to make vitamin C because of our unique genetic mutation, we cannot. Whereas if any of these other animals, a cow, a fish, a horse, a giraffe, whatever, if there's something in its body that is bothering it, its liver will go into overdrive making vitamin C in an effort to detoxify it. And in fact, it usually does detoxify it. I'm not saying it does it overnight, but the liver keeps making more vitamin C than it ever did for days and days until the thing is detoxified, if that's needed. So anytime something like this happens, a person should always consider just copying what happens in non-mutant critters on this planet. And by the way, our bodies do have three of the four enzymes needed to make vitamin C, and those go to work like crazy, but they can't complete the job. The DNA part is missing. So anyway, you start taking vitamin C, like Linus Pauling said, up to how much vitamin C can I take with each meal before I get gas and loose bowels, and once I do, my body's telling me, excuse me, back off, and you back off, and you keep taking that maximum amount until you detox whatever it is.
Yeah, I would say I'm probably taking about 3 grams a day.
Well, see if you can't,
right now.
See if you can't escalate that, sir. Your body will tell you when you don't need it, and it can't hurt to get up to that gas point and back off. And then the third thing, sir, is after injury, there's a substance out there in all the stores called DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. You've probably heard of it.
I have it. 70% solution. That's what I have.
Okay. And what Dr. Stanley Jacob at the University of Oregon was able to prove is that things heal more rapidly when just DMSO is rubbed over them. Now, it's not that the DMSO has any therapeutic effect. What the DMSO does, as a professor of pathology at the University of Michigan, and his colleagues didn't like him for talking about this because it was natural, but anyway, as he pointed out, and he'd seen this under the microscope, that when DMSO is applied, it literally opens the channels of communication into and out of the cells so the cells can get rid of the damaged material more easily, and they can bring in repair material more easily. So rather than the DMSO actually doing the repair itself, it's facilitating our own cells in repairing themselves, sir.
Okay, related to that, because I'm actually already using DMSO
Good.
For a different reason, and that is for my testosterone cream. So if I took the right now, I'm putting the testosterone cream on the underside of my arms, underneath. But if I switch the application site to the literal shoulder, and with the DMSO, would that make any sense?
Yes and no. It would make some sense because the testosterone would get in there, and if the testosterone is helpful, which I can't tell you, in healing this, then that would be good. But the DMSO used by itself is capable of doing this opening of the cells, so I would just put the DMSO alone on that shoulder.
Okay.
Go ahead and put your testosterone on with the DMSO elsewhere, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I guess just continue to maybe I guys just keep doing the exercises that the physical therapist because
of course
let's keep doing that. But I mean, it's just what an ordeal that was.
No kidding.
Everything was going good. I really regret the booster shot, but you know, hindsight is 20/20.
Yep.
Can't do anything about it. But So anyway, I just thought I'd ask you, Dr. Wright. Thank you very much. Appreciate your input.
You're welcome, sir, and I hope some of that is of additional use to you. Thank you for calling.